Hi, everybody. Greg Golden here. Thank you, as always, for logging on to Forsyth Sports 365. As you travel around a county, you find that volunteers are central to making it work for every level of athletics. And we are very proud of our high school tradition here in Forsyth County and the booster clubs that put so much effort into making the game day experience wonderful for all of us. With the military night coming up Friday night at Raider Valley at North Forsyth High School, we're privileged to have the president of the North Forsyth High School Raiders Booster Club joining us to talk about military night, his son, and his bright future. Please help me in welcoming to this podcast the president of the Raider Football Booster Club, Brad Bartle. Brad, thanks so much for joining us here on the Forsyth Sports 365.
Good to be here, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are the president of the North Forsyth High School Booster Club, football booster club. Is it the athletic boosters? Are you year-round on this?
No, we at North, there's separate booster clubs per sport, so it's only football. So I'm the lucky appointed person to be the leader of the North Forsyth football booster club.
And how long have you had this position?
This is my second year. This is my second year, so... first year was interesting, and the second year is a little smoother, right?
Well, I know you're a busy guy professionally. I'm wondering how you carve out a little bit of time to make this booster thing happen.
Well, I travel a lot, so I have a lot of hotel time. So that helps, number one. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that requires that laptop to be open, of course. But yeah, it's definitely... not easy day to day, that's for sure.
Brad, you have children, young men on the team?
I do. I have a senior, Jackson Bartle. He plays offensive line and does some defensive line. And I have a sophomore who's a linebacker, running back, 22nd string quarterback, on down the line, multi-faceted position kid. So, yeah, two kids on the team, I think. I think all of the booster club has members on the team.
I may be mistaken here, but didn't I see Jack on a cover photo as one of the players that we're looking for in the county to step up and make things happen out there?
Yeah, Jackson, he was on the cover photo for the Forsyth County News pigskin kickoff. So he was standing there, grinning from ear to ear, I guess.
Looked to me like he was screaming, like I'm coming after you.
that was a different one. That was the grind. It was a short piece on him. He's a pretty good player, so hopefully good things out of him come this year.
Yeah, I saw a nice write up on him. He made some things happen last year, and he's coming in with high expectations. How's he dealing with those high expectations? He ready to go?
He's a good kid, level headed. And knows he's a part of the team, and knows it's a team effort. And I don't know how many times I've heard him say team first. So that's a pretty good attitude, I think, moving forward to coming into the season of 2015.
Had any scouts sniffing around? Any player personnel people from different colleges?
Yeah, he's had multiple levels of interest from all different levels, from Division One to. Division Two, where he falls, we'll find out. Hopefully, he has that offer. He really wants to play to college football, and it's really up to him, man. His performance on the field is great in the school.
That's very exciting. Does he have a top five?
You would have to ask him that.
Okay.
You would have to ask him that.
Well so, played, Dad.
I think right now he's top five if anybody ever gets an offer. Break it down from there. Like I said, he's a really horrible-headed kid, so no huge aspirations. He's just happy to play football, happy to be a part of the program, and wants to continue throughout college.
Well, we have a great opportunity to see that kid Friday night, as we're going to be podcasting live from Raider Valley for military night. And as head of the Booster Club, I'm sure you're in the middle of the plans for this. I talked to Athletic Director Nathan Turner, and he's really excited about it. It's all about the tradition there at North. Give us the perspective from the Booster Club.
Yeah, well, it's an exciting night for us. Every game
first of all, it's an exciting night for us, but military night's always special, right? At North Forsyth and just anywhere in the southeastern USA, you know, I think the military and what they do for our country is really well respected. And there's a strong tradition in North Forsyth with the ROTC program. Continual accolades coming out of that program in North Forsyth, so we're extremely proud of that program, along with our football team. So what a great way to put the two together, right?
Absolutely.
So it's really exciting. Every year when they all march out there and the national anthem is played, it can be almost a tearjerker if you got any pride in yourself. So it's a great evening in North Forsyth High School.
And I understand that festivities are going to start about 6:15. So Coach Turner's invite us out there about 6, and we're going to get as many people on the air, as we can leading up to kickoff. So the plans for this night, it's an annual thing, I'm sure, in some sense. And where has your involvement started, and how long have you been working on the plans for this night?
Specifically for this night, I think plans have been going on probably for the last month and a half. And Paige Gault, who's Coach Gault's wife, is integrally involved within the special nights. And she's been playing this with our ROTC leader, along with other activities for the evening. So it's, like I said, it's a special night, and you'll find out. You'll be there. You'll be a part of it. So
we definitely don't want to spoil the surprise anywhere, right? I know there's a couple of longtime officers who have been involved with the ROTC program out there, and they're going to be honored. I don't want you to spoil anything. We want to make it special, but anything that you're looking forward to in particular?
I sincerely am. I'm looking forward to a Raider victory, right? that's what we're truly there for, the boys on the football field. So that's what the Booster Club's there for, and that's what Friday Night Football is all about. So I can't wait to see a hard-fought football game, and of course, some severe power football from those Forsyth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well stated. I think that's well stated. Where can we find you on Friday night? When are you going to be there, and where can we run you down?
I will be all over the place. I'll be around the concession stand, but at game time, you'll find me square on the 50-yard line all the way in the top.
you gotta be a Raider Nation rooter, huh?
You got it. So before that, I'll be all over the place. But when kickoff comes, I'll be right on the 50-yard line all the way to the top of the stadium.
Well, I hope you'll have time for a visit with us up in the press box. We'll be easy to find. We'll have the microphone set up, and there'll be tons of people around waiting their turn. So
I'll be sitting right in front of you.
Make sure you make sure you take a moment, maybe even at halftime might be better, just because you're going to have so much to do, and then kickoff's going to come upon you like that. So you're going to want to definitely be there for the opening kick in the first half. So maybe we'll find you at halftime and have you on the air and get your thoughts as the game's progressing. That might be a good deal.
Sounds great. Appreciate that, Greg.
Well, listen, it's awfully nice of you to join us. I know you're busy. I know you've got you've been in like the conference room all day long since early this morning, and we're going to let you get back to it because you're not done. Like I said, somebody's got to save the world, right?
You got it. You got it. That's exactly right. I'll work on that, and appreciate the time.
All right, Brad. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you Friday night. Go Raiders.
There you go. Go Raiders. Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. If you'd like to catch up with Brad and me Friday night at Raider Valley, just swing by. We'll be in the press box. Brad watching the game right in front of us, and it should be a big night. A beautiful night predicted weather-wise, and a great opponent coming in Cherokee High School, one that they've had some battles with in the past. So a little bit of a rivalry, county neighbors going at it head-to-head. It should be a lot of fun, and please come out and enjoy the festivities. Our broadcast starts about 6 o'clock Friday night, and the kickoff is 7:30. Lots of festivities planned between then, and we'll try to get as much of it on the air here as we can. So again, thanks so much to Brad Bartle, the president of the North Forsyth High School Football Booster Club, and we look forward to seeing you all Friday night. North Forsyth High School hosting Cherokee High School. Greg Golden saying thanks so much, and we'll see you then. Hi, everybody. Greg Golden here. Thank you, as always, for logging on to Forsyth Sports 365. As you travel around the county, you find that volunteers are central to making it work for every level of athletics. And we are very proud of our high school tradition here in Forsyth County and the booster clubs that put so much effort into making the game day experience wonderful for all of us. With the military night coming up Friday night in Raider Valley at North Forsyth High School, we're privileged to have the president of the North Forsyth High School Raiders Booster Club joining us to talk about military night, his son, and his bright future. Please help me in welcoming to this podcast the president of the Raider Football Booster Club, Brad Bartle. Brad, thanks so much for joining us here on the Forsyth Sports 365.
Good to be here, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are the president of the North Forsyth High School Booster Club, Football Booster Club. Is it the athletic boosters? Are you year-round on this?
No, we at North, there's separate booster clubs per sport, so it's only football. So I'm the lucky appointed person to be the leader of the North Forsyth Football Booster Club.
And how long have you had this position?
This is my second year. So first year was interesting, and the second year is a little smoother, right?
Well, I know you're a busy guy professionally. I'm wondering how you carve out a little bit of time to make this booster thing happen.
Well, I travel a lot, so I have a lot of hotel time. So that helps, number one. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that requires that laptop to be open, of course. But yeah, it's definitely not easy day to day, that's for sure.
Brett, you have children, young men on the team?
I do. I have a senior, Jackson Bartle. He plays offensive line and does some defensive line. And I have a sophomore who's a linebacker, running back, 22nd string quarterback, on down the line, multi-fat position kids. So yeah, two kids on the team. I think all of the booster club has members on the team.
I may be mistaken here, but didn't I see Jack on a cover photo as one of the players that we're looking for in the county to step up and make things happen out there?
Yeah, Jackson, he was on the cover photo for the Forsyth County News pigskin kickoff. So he was standing there, grinning from ear to ear, I guess.
Looked to me like he was screaming, like, I'm coming after you.
that was a different one. That was the grind. They did a short piece on him. He's a pretty good player, so hopefully good things out of him come this year.
Yeah, I saw a nice write-up on him. He made some things happen last year, and he's coming in with high expectations. How's he dealing with those high expectations? Is he ready to go?
He's a good kid, level-headed, and knows he's a part of the team, and knows it's a team effort. And I don't know how many times I've heard him say team first, so that's a pretty good attitude, I think, moving forward to coming into the season of 2015.
Had any scouts sniffing around? Any player personnel people from different colleges?
Yeah, he's had multiple levels of interest from all different levels, from Division One to Division Two. Where he falls, we'll find out. Hopefully, he has that offer. He really wants to play to college football, and it's really up to him, man. Performance on the field is great in the school.
That's very exciting. Does he have a top five?
You would have to ask him that.
Okay.
You would have to ask him that.
Well played, Dad.
I think right now he's top five if anybody that gets an offer. break it down from there. Like I said, he's a really horrible-headed kid, so no huge aspirations. He's just happy to play football, happy to be a part of the program, and wants to continue throughout college.
Well, we have a great opportunity to see that kid Friday night as we're going to be podcasting live from Raider Valley for military night. And as head of the Booster Club, I'm sure you're in the middle of the plans for this. I talked to Athletic Director Nathan Turner, and he's really excited about it. It's all about the tradition there at North. Give us the perspective from the Booster Club.
Yeah, well, it's an exciting night for us. Every game first of all, it was an exciting night for us, but military night flight special, right? At North Forsyth, and just anywhere in the southeastern USA, you know, I think the military and what they do for our country is really well respected. And there's a strong tradition in North Forsyth with the ROTC program. Continual accolades coming out of that program in North Forsyth, so we're extremely proud of that program, along with our football team. So what a great way to put the two together, right?
Absolutely.
It's really exciting. Every year when they all march out there and the national anthem is played, it can be almost a tearjerker if you got any pride in yourself. So it's a great evening in North Forsyth High School.
And I understand that festivities are going to start about 6:15. So Coach Turner's invite us out there about 6, and we're going to get as many people on the air, as we can leading up to kickoff. So the plans for this night, it's an annual thing, I'm sure, in some sense. And where has your involvement started, and how long have you been working on the plans for this night?
Specifically for this night, I think plans have been going on probably for the last month and a half. Paige Gault, who's Coach Gault's wife, is integrally involved within the special nights, and she's been playing this with our ROTC leader, along with other activities for the evening. So it's like I said, it's a special night, and you'll find out. You'll be there. You'll be a part of it. So
yeah, we definitely don't want to spoil the surprise anywhere, right? I know there's a couple of long-time officers who have been involved with the ROTC program out there, and they're going to be honored. I don't want you to spoil anything. We want to make it special, but anything that you're looking forward to in particular?
I sincerely am. I'm looking forward to a Raider victory, right? that's what we're truly there for, are the boys on the football field. So that's what the Booster Club's there for, and that's what Friday Night Football is all about. So I can't wait to see a hard-fought football game and, of course, some severe power football from North Forsyth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well stated. I think that's well stated. Where can we find you on Friday night? When are you going to be there, and where can we run you down?
I will be all over the place. I'll be around the concession stand, but at game time, you'll find me square on the 50-yard line all the way in the top.
you gotta be a Raider Nation rooter, huh?
you got it. So before that, I'll be all over the place. But when kickoff comes, I'll be right on the 50-yard line, all the way to the top of the stadium.
Well, I hope you'll have time for a visit with us up in the press box. We'll be easy to find. We'll have the microphone set up, and there'll be tons of people around waiting their turn. So
I'll be sitting right in front of you.
Make sure you take a moment, maybe even at halftime might be better, just because you're going to have so much to do, and then kickoff's going to come upon you like that. So you're going to want to definitely be there for the opening kick in the first half. So maybe we'll find you at halftime and have you on the air and get your thoughts as the game's progressing. That might be a good deal.
Sounds great. Appreciate that, Greg.
Well, listen, it's awfully nice of you to join us. I know you're busy. I know you've got you've been in like the conference room all day long since early this morning, and we're gonna let you get back to it because you're not done. Like I said, somebody's got to save the world, right?
you got it. You got it. That's exactly right. I'll work on that, and appreciate the time.
All right, Brad. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you Friday night. Go Raiders!
There you go. Go Raiders. Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. If you'd like to catch up with Brad and me Friday night at Raider Valley, just swing by. We'll be in the press box, Brad watching the game right in front of us, and it should be a big night. A beautiful night predicted weather-wise, and a great opponent coming in Cherokee High School, one that they've had some battles with in the past. So a little bit of a rivalry, county neighbors going at it head-to-head. It should be a lot of fun, and please come out and enjoy the festivities. Our broadcast starts about 6 o'clock Friday night, and the kickoff is 7:30. Lots of festivities planned between then, and we'll try to get as much of it on the air here as we can. So again, thanks so much to Brad Bartle, the president of the North Forsyth High School Football Booster Club, and we look forward to seeing you all Friday night. North Forsyth High School hosting Cherokee High School. Greg Golden saying thanks so much, and we'll see you then.